And let me just ask you one other thing before we get off genomic assays, which is maybe where you are today in terms of your algorithm of when you use a genomic assay in an ER-positive, HER2-negative situation upfront, and how you select, and particularly the issue of the 70 gene signature that was used in the MINDEC trial as opposed to recurrent score and other assays, which I hear about all the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, this has been a fruitful area of research. There are now four or five different genomic platforms. We use the recurrent score, period. That's pretty much the only assay we use. And we use it for a couple of reasons. One is it has by far the largest extant literature, and there's more yet to come. The second is that it shows a spectrum of risk. And I personally believe that the risk is not sort of like there's a good flavor of breast cancer and a bad flavor of ER-positive breast cancer. I think it's all a spectrum. And so I think that the recurrent score accurately captures more of that spectrum. Clinicians in our practice and around the country and patients have gotten very familiar with this. There is an intermediate zone, which you have to negotiate. But I think that that frames quite fairly for the patient what the realistic benefits or lack of benefits are. And most patients in my practice readily reach conclusions they're very comfortable with. The 70-gene assay that was developed, the MammaPrint assay, was studied in the MINDAC trial. That was a very interesting study because they did a clinical risk assessment based on things like tumor size, ER expression, and stage and grade. And then they did a genomic analysis based on the 70-gene assay. And when there was discordance between the genomic and the clinical risk, there was randomization to endocrine therapy with or without chemotherapy. And numerically, chemotherapy added very, very little in those discordant groups, though it was hard to prove there was no benefit for chemo. Another practical challenge is that the test was built around an online platform called Adjuvant exclamation point, which is not available these days. So you have to look up, if you want to use that test, this is not very hard, but you have to look up in the appendix of the paper what the risk is clinically by tumor size, ER and HER2 status, and grade, and then look at the score, good or bad, to decide how you want to operationalize this. Personally, I don't know that there's any case where there's an advantage for doing that over just doing the recurrent score, but they probably overlap in most ways when it actually comes to figuring out higher versus lower risk of recurrence.
You mentioned Adjuvant Online, and I don't think Adjuvant Online ever even had HER2 in it, but I know there's another sort of similar type of calculator out there that obviously you're involved with St. Galen and the Europeans. I think it came out of the UK. It's called Predict or something. Do you know anything about that?
I've not played with it. I know that there are a couple of these online algorithms, and by conventional technologies, they're not very complicated, right? Essentially, it's just a scale based on size, and then grade goes up, and then, you know, lower ER goes up, and all those kinds of rather predictable things.